This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. In the nick of time, Tom flies in the door. Hello, Adrian. He thought I wasn't going to make the show. I am here. I am Tom Chenault. This is my little boy, Adrian, and we have a show for you today that you're in love. Because I love this woman. I met her on Clubhouse. She is deep. She is smart. And she is fun. She is
everything you're not.
Yeah, she's got four grandkids. Grandkids running out of her ears. She is a marathoner, a half marathoner, a 10K-er, a 5K-er, a 100-yard dasher, and just an incredible, incredible example of how you want to be when you grow up, which is all family, all the time, and still being able to make a living doing it. I love her. Don't you?
Love her to death, and she has the patience of a saint, which I love even more about her.
Why?
Because this is take two, and we totally
messed her up the first time. How are you, Susan?
I'm fabulous. I'm so glad we can hear each other today.
That was so crazy the last time. That's never happened. Has it ever happened?
No. That particular flavor of technological meltdown has never happened.
Yeah.
So, it's always a first time for everything, right?
That's right. That's right.
So what's going on with you? Tell people a little bit. I mean, I love you. I met you on Clubhouse. You said profound things. You've written this book called The Lemonade Diet, which is really, really cute. I love your website, all the different ways to make lemonade. But, you know, that's kind of like life, turning, you know, lemons into lemonade. I love you, and let's talk about that a little bit. Who are you?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it was really cool to get to meet you on Clubhouse. So good things came out of COVID, and I am the lemonade girl, right? And I always look for the silver linings. And my book was actually published right when COVID happened. So my whole book tour got canceled. And luckily, though, we got to meet on Clubhouse. So there was definitely silver linings there. But, I decided I've been with a network marketing company, the particular one that I'm with, for 9.5 years. And I really realized that people struggled with this.
Yeah.
Their mindset. And that's really what it boils down to, that I think network marketing is fabulous, but and not just network marketing is the business, but the clients that I coach, the roadblock is always right up here. So it was important for me to write my book because it's all the things that have happened in my life, and some of them were pretty huge that I had to overcome. And, you know, people that know me today, you know, like you say, I'm this marathon runner, ultra marathon runner, but you know, it wasn't always easy. I didn't grow up as an athlete. So I just kind of wanted to share that with people, that it's, you've got to overcome these obstacles. And the more you do, the stronger you become and the better you are. And I would never think that I would be in the position I am today to be, have this huge network marketing organization and be able to kind of live the life of my dreams. It's awesome.
So that's pretty cool right there. So would it be safe to say that first you changed you, then you changed it? I talk about all the time, I haven't had a drink in 32 years. I got into network marketing kicking and screaming. And the tipping point on both of those wasn't all the evidence that I should stop drinking or that I should do network marketing. It was that gift of desperation where there was no place else to turn and I had to figure it out for myself. Is that kind of what happened to you?
Yeah, so when I was 16, my dad died, and it was a sudden heart attack, and our family didn't have a lot of money, and then when he died, there was not a lot of hope either, because he was the breadwinner, yeah. He wasn't making a lot of money to begin with, and sort of anything that I kind of ever thought might happen just went out the window, and it was sort of divide and conquer, survival of the fittest. And I got married when I was 17.
To the guy you're married to now?
No. No, okay. he actually died several years ago, and we were divorced for a long time, but he was older than me, and yeah, that's another whole story that I don't know that I should get into here today, but yeah, he was my teacher, actually. Yeah. Yeah, so
getting along right at the right time for where you were, but it ended up not being where you needed to be in your life, correct?
No, it wasn't. And, you know, here's the thing, Tom. I really believe this wholeheartedly. People get into something. I don't care what it is, whether you get a degree in something, whether you're married to someone, whether you're in a career, whether you're in a home. People, you know, get to wherever they are, and then they feel like they have to, they invested whatever into it, and so they stay. And that's where I see so many people that are miserable. They're not happy where they are, but they figure, this is where I am, this is where I've landed. And I'm of the mindset that, you know, like, use it as a stepping stone and get better, you know, get smarter. And, you know, looking back, if we were still, I have a daughter who's beautiful. I have 7 grandchildren. So I don't regret it for a minute, but it just wasn't where I should be in my life.
Don't you have 4 kids?
I have 4 kids, but I have 7 grandchildren.
Well, I know, but you only mentioned the one daughter. Those 3 other kids are watching right now going, what the hell happened, Mom?
I have 1 daughter from that marriage.
Oh, okay.
So I have my other 3 children who are awesome. 2 of them are in my network marketing business, which
Good.
Is so cool. And then the other one is an aspiring country musician.
Wow. All right. Well, I want to hear more about the kids and doing business with the kids. And I'm a big country music fan, so I want to hear about that one, too. But
yeah.
Before we go there, I think you said something really profound of, you know, especially, goodness, at such a young age to have, you know, to have married this man, to have kind of, you know, you've made a life, you have made, you know, theoretically irrevocable decisions or whatever, and now you find yourself in this place where that wasn't the right place for you and feeling this sense of like, I'm stuck. And so talk about that process of realizing that you didn't have to stay stuck in that place and going back in order to move forward again.
Yeah, I don't really know how it happened. I'm sort of stubborn, and my best friend and my upline in my aesthetics business calls me a bucker. Says, you are a bucker. And I am a bucker. So it's not that I'm not easy to get along with, because I am very easy to get along with. I love people. I'm a good listener, and I'm easy to get along with, but I know what I want. And I think losing my dad at such a young age, he was 49 years old, and it really made me realize that there's no point in doing something you're unhappy with and sticking it out. And I'm not a quitter either. I will go through the hard times. It's not that. But there's always more. I hate to see people that are in this miserable place, and they feel so invested in it. So for me, I just think it's my personality that I wasn't happy. I tried. It didn't work. And I have no regrets. Like I said, I have this beautiful family, and if I had to go back and do it all over again, I'd do it the exact same way. And that's how we get to be successful. We make mistakes, and we learn from them, and we grow, and, you know, it's part of the process.
That's very, very well said. And so you said you've been in your current network marketing company for 9.5 years. Is that was that your first company that you joined, or did you try a couple of other things before getting plugged in your long-term home?
So I'm an entrepreneur, because I felt like I had no other choice. I didn't go to college. I didn't go to college, and I worked at jobs where I never felt paid what I was worth. And even places that I worked for, I waitressed and bartended and managed a restaurant, and I thought, get out of my way. I could run this whole place, right? I didn't have an education for it, but I still never felt that. So I did a few different things. I owned a bakery for many years. I'm an excellent baker. I made no money. I mean, I made money, but I left there. Yeah, that's not. I owned a house cleaning business. And when I was introduced to, it was a direct sales company that I worked with, which is much different from network marketing, because direct sales, you really still are trading time for money.
Yeah.
You're carrying products in, and if you don't do a show or a party or whatever you want to call it, you're not making any money. And even as a leader, and I was actually a top leader in that company, the leadership money was, it was paltry. It really was. And but the cool thing about it was I had something to base off of when I saw network marketing. I was like a pinball machine. I just was so.
A pinball machine. That's awesome.
You know, I was here, I was there. that's exactly what it was like. Da-ding, da-ding, da-ding. I don't think I slept for the first 2 years. And I was super excited about it and super excited for the possibility of what it could mean for me. Because we always worked hard, but we always worked hard. And we weren't always compensated. We have an organic farm. My husband's a stonemason. We are entrepreneurs. I've had very few, you know, very little of my life has been sort of working for someone else. And when I saw this opportunity, I said, you know, residual income, like, what is that? What is that? Are you kidding me? And it really, really changed my life. And I'm so passionate about it because I've had a couple times during my network marketing career that I've not been able to work. I was in the hospital once for a couple of weeks, and I had an accident. And so, but I guess what? I still got paid. And my organization still grew without me. So, yeah, it's a dream come true for me when I, you know, people that know me that look at my life and, gosh, this poor little girl was 16 and her dad died and she ended up getting married and now I'm where I am. It's incredible.
All right, we love you. Is she adorable enough? I knew this was going to be the show. I just had a sense that you guys were going to love her. We do. We're going to take a little break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. I don't know why you've been so kind to us for all these years, but if you're listening on the radio, make sure that you go to Susan, V as in Virgil, that's my middle name, Wheeler.com, and take a look at this woman because she is all of it and a bag of chips. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we are back. It's Tom Chenault and Susan Wheeler and my little boy, Adrian. I told you you were going to love her.
She's the best, man.
Yeah. And what she's doing is important because she's showing everybody that you can come from a really, really bad start, change everything with the help of a lot of people around you, her, and then all of a sudden start changing other people's lives with her example. That's why I fell in love with her on Clubhouse. I knew she was our girl. She's written this incredible book, Where Do They Go Buy the Lemonade Diet?
Well, you can go to my website, which she showed, and it's also on Amazon. Can I hold it up?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Of course. Yeah, it's actually...
Look how cute it is.
Beautiful. I love it. It's not wrapped around an isogenic shake.
No, it's not. And it has nothing to do with a diet. People think it's a diet, but it's...
Yeah. That is actually, and I'm glad you said that because I, like, at a really quick pass, I was like, oh, it's a diet book. Okay, well, we'll figure out how to talk about that. And then I went and I read the back and I was like, oh, okay, this is a totally different kind of thing. And so talk about how you, I know you alluded to it, but talk about the name and talk about why that idea of turning lemons into lemonade is so important.
Okay, so this is a great question, and my son and I went back and forth. I love to see you two together, by the way, because I think when we get to work with our kids, there's really nothing better. There's nothing like it. So my son actually wrote a book last year as well, and in 2019, it was published in 2020, so we wrote our books together, and when I told him the title of my book, he said, oh, Mom, that's kind of misleading. I said, no, it's not. We have an organic farm. I work with a health and wellness company. I'm an athlete, and I feel people that know me know I'm in the nutrition business, so that made sense. But I'm also in the mindset business, because I don't care what kind of diet you want to put someone on. If they can't wrap their head around it, forget about it. And that's where people fail. It's not the, I don't know, I'll say something like the cabbage soup diet or whatever. Like any one of those things would probably work, but people mentally talk themselves out of the game. So what I realized, not just with helping people get fit or whatever, but helping people just in life, what was holding them back? And it was stuff that happened 100 years ago, and, you know, and I'm exaggerating, but you know, when we were kids, I mean, I lost my dad. That could have been my life could have gone a whole different way. I call it door number three, you know, remember, let's make a deal. And then you choose the door and you get the goat and the bale of hay and you're like, oh, you know, I live in this city. What am I going to do with this? And so I could have at any point chosen the wrong way. And sure, I've had to make some detours along the way, but I've had some major things happen in my life. For example, I had a terrible accident. I shattered my pelvis. I broke my ribs. I broke my back. It took me a year to walk again. And 6 years later, I became a runner. I was never a runner before that. So I like to show, and then people will say, and I understand people have limitations, and I don't think everyone should be out there running. Don't get me wrong. But I think that we should take our limitations and test them and sort of challenge them and look at them and say, well, what can I do? And I really believe that the only reason anyone is failing is inside themselves, because they won't allow themselves to win. They tell themselves that story, and that's where they stay.
Yeah, we label ourselves, and you're 100% right, and all of you. And no, Rick, she's not going to call it the Chimichanga diet.
I could.
I don't understand it. So here we go. The name of the game is you've got to blast through why not and get to why. Why you're going to do anything. And if you can do that, crazy stuff happens. And all of you have got that kind of win in you if you'll just decide to grab the bull by the horns. I mean, you had to reinvent your life on a trajectory that was unbelievable. You stepped off that and jumped all the way back down to the bottom and started over. For a very, very intellectual college graduate, I'm going to say a couple things that you might not like. No, at the end of the day, tightly wound kid, he was, I mean, for him to jump off that ladder took unbelievable courage. I mean, you had a plan and a path, and you said, this is not going to get me where I want to go in my life with my, like her, with my family, with my kids, with my, I'm in love with you, Adrian. You're like a son to me. Take us to the break. All right. We're going to the break right now?
Yeah.
All right. All right. We're at the break.
You are the world's worst host. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
U.S. USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Missouri Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a challenge to the state's voter-approved Medicaid expansion plan, overturning a lower court's ruling that the constitutional amendment would wrongfully force lawmakers to set aside additional money. Democrat Representative David Tyson Smith.
You know, this is exciting. It's long overdue. I'm excited for the citizens of Missouri. I'm excited for the citizens of my district. This is definitely justice done. Unfortunately, it's taken so long for this to happen, but it's definitely the right decision.
Supreme Court judges wrote that the plan doesn't put limits on the legislature's budgeting powers. After a lengthy closed-door review of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved language in the bill that would require young women to register for the draft. This is USA Radio News. President Biden was heckled by an audience member during an appearance in Virginia on Friday and stopped his speech to address the individual.
That's okay. Look. Look, this is not a Trump rally. Let him holler. No one's paying attention.
Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat Biden was there to support, chuckled and clapped his hands in the background. It was unclear what the individual was yelling, but reporters on the scene suggested he was saying stop line 3 in reference to an Enbridge pipeline project. Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, just as cases across the country started to skyrocket, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, sponsored by ChimiChonga.com, and hopefully you're all having the most phenomenal day you've ever had in your life, and I love all of you, and it's fun, and she just said it. She hit the nail on the head when having fun has got to be primary. Stop taking yourself so seriously. Hips looking cool is massively overrated. If she were to walk into a coffee shop and say, you know, I've run 40 marathons, half marathons, marathons, 5Ks, 10Ks. Everybody's going, well, that's not duplicatable. And then she shows you that smile, and she looks you in the eye and says, I love you, and does a photo bomb. At that moment, she's gone from this non-duplicatable marathoner to this wonderful human being that just cares about the person across the table. I happen to believe that that's the secret to life. Love like crazy, then love more. How about you?
Well, you inspired me. Unfortunately, the cost of entry is expensive. But so I went to GoDaddy, as he said that. Chimichanga.com is available for the low, low price of $34,999.
Okay,
good. See, we're on to something. We're on to something.
How about try Rick Cox is at chimichanga.com.
I think that was probably
free.
Quite a bit cheaper. All right.
They're gonna pay us to take that.
All right, you got it.
That is it. Okay, so I wanna go deeper into this is our longer segment, so we can go a little deeper here. So I wanna dig into your journey in your network marketing career, and I want you to weave in your kids coming in and participating and becoming part of that business with you. So you were in a direct selling business prior to that. You got hold of the network marketing model, and what did that look like for you in the early days?
So in the early days, I felt a little bit like I was starting over. That initially, when I heard about it, I thought, oh gosh, you know, starting from zero again, because I had given up my whole team and walked away from that other company, and this was not waiting for me.
Right.
So I had about a year and a half to 2 years in between, and I wanted to really work with people because I felt that a passion and a calling for that. I became a wellness coach. I got certified because I was just really interested in helping people become better. And so this came along, and it just aligned with every single thing I believed in. So my son, who I knew would be amazing, he looked at this, he liked the products and he was cool with it, but it was kind of like a network marketing company for soccer moms was his feeling.
Yeah.
And at the time we didn't have young people. There were some, but there wasn't anybody. It wasn't like a big thing. So he joined. So he was in and he was out. And when he was out one time, he actually joined a different company. He called to tell me. I think it was in Boston or something. Or I would have strangled him. And the story would have a different ending here. But I was far enough away that I was able to calm down. And then I just realized, and this is important, you can take a lot of lessons away from this one. Of course, he's my son, so I wasn't going to strangle him. I invested a lot in this kid. So I said, but what I did, I said, I'm going to love him where he's at. Because if this other thing takes off for him, great. I want him to be successful. And if it doesn't, I'm still here. You know, he can still come. So he still had a position. He wasn't doing anything with it. And so he kind of went back and forth. The other company, of course, went to the wayside for him. And he was slowly building. So all through college, he did not need a job. Because he had enough money coming in, residual income, and it wasn't, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, but for a college kid, a lot of his friends were bouncing, delivering wings or whatever, he was able to study. And when he graduated, about a week before graduation, he said, Mom, I'm moving to Florence, Italy.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was kind of excited that he was going to come home and we were going to get to hang out for a little bit. But his network marketing company allowed him to move to Italy. And here's the other cool thing. So some people get into network marketing and they do amazing things. And other people get in and it's just enough. It fills the gaps for them. And some people get in and it allows them to pursue other things that they want to do. So he was able to go and live in Florence for 9 months. He had a free place to live. He worked for a travel company, busing travel abroad students, etc. And so, but no one could believe that this kid, he was always top sales in that company, but he never sweated because he had a residual income coming in. So I really loved working with the younger people too, because he was really able to show people that they couldn't, because now he was doing it himself. And so he came home and hit it hard and, you know, became for 3 years, like top 10 income earner, in the age group and the younger people in the company, and really, really made an impact. And for me, like I say with you two, watching you together, I love that, because a lot of times, you know, we have a few years between us that you know, we can't see. It's, you know, different, but it was, we could help each other. I could help him and he could help me. And we worked together and built a phenomenal team of young people too.
That's so exciting.
I don't know. I kind of got off on
track. No, you're good.
But
no, that's important. You said something pretty profound earlier, the photobomb story. So you were in a restaurant. There were all kinds of people. You jumped in between, did the photobomb deal. And then you said, ultimately, she joined my business, but she didn't join right then. And what 99% of the people do is they meet the person, they photobomb them in the restaurant, they throw up on them with the opportunity. The people hate you and hate network marketing as a result of it, and nobody ever sees anybody again. But what you did was you developed that relationship. She fell in love with you because she knew you were a wild woman. And when the time was right for you to have a powerful conversation with her about what you do, you were able to do that because she could actually hear you, versus what 99% of people would have blown it at hello, just, oh, that was really funny, I'm a network marketer, boom, 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 and it would have been dead. You developed the relationship, and I keyed on that because that's what professionals do, right?
Absolutely. And I've seen your wife, Tom. She's absolutely gorgeous, and I bet you dated her for a little bit. You probably didn't get married right away, right?
She thought I was gay.
First day?
She truly thought I was
gay. Perfect.
Because I'm
not even better because you were so cool and fun.
If you want to catch a mouse, you have to think like a cheese. And she had all these guys I'm 15 years older than her. And these guys had money and they had looks and they had exuberance and virility and all the things I didn't have. So as a result, I was against the wall. But she loved that little 6-year-old kid more than air in her lungs. And she dated all those guys and she just tossed them in the red lake because they were after her, not it, the whole family package. And I focused on little Dominic, and that won the lottery, man. And we've been together 22 years and watched Dominic and Adrian and Courtney grow up, and the rest is history, because I wasn't the other guys. I loved her for who she was and what she wanted out of her life. And all of you need to do that. She's right. You are absolutely right.
It really is true. Like I said, I gather friends and people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And I bet you right now we could pick up our phones and call somebody and ask them for anything, pretty much anything, and they would do it for someone, a good friend, right? So when you, I guess I looked at it, I've been in business before. I do a lot of charity events in our town. I do acting. I do all kinds of things. And through all the different things I've done, I've just collected friends. Just for no particular reason, I never thought, gosh, when I turn 50, I'm going to start a network marketing business and I'm going to go to the top. And all these people, there was never an agenda. I just truly loved people. I loved meeting people. And we just sort of, so when I did start my network marketing business, it was pretty easy for me to go from point eight, you know, 0 to 60. So I that's kind of how it, I think that's just how it works in general.
I'm going to tell you how you did it so you know how you did it.
Okay.
And we call it the BLTSs.
And BLTSs.
Like a BLT sandwich.
Okay. Yep.
Sandwiches. People will, you know, in especially in this stage of age, everybody's joining with a click and leaving with a click. And then you meet people like Susan. And these people are with her for life because they're her friends. Because she's got the BLTSs with those people. They know they belong in her tribe. Even if they don't fit in, they belong. That's the B. They know she loves them. That's the L. They know they can trust her. That's the T. And they know they're safe with her. And that's the S. And every one of you out there trying to figure out why people, especially your family members, aren't joining your business, it's because one of those four things are missing in the relationship. And if you uncover that, discover that, and discard that, and all of a sudden just look them in the eye and say, you know what? I really, really want to know what ticks with our relationship. Not on my business side, but us as human beings, because I love you, and there's something in the space that you don't feel that connection to me, and that's that coffee shop interview and the contact mapping that he's got. All of a sudden, you guys are going to be able to wrap your hands on that separation. They're going to have permission to tell you what gives and what's missing in those four, and all of a sudden, miracles are going to happen before your very eyes. Am I wrong or am I right?
I have not seen this before. I absolutely love it, and it makes so much sense because it's simple. And like you said, if one of those are missing, it's having a flat tire.
They're going to sign up, but they're going to leave at the next available opportunity. But you have the four, I promise you, those people are with you for life, and that's what it takes in this business, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I say I collect friends, but having this, I wrote it down. I'm never going to forget it. I love it.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here in about 45 seconds. What do you think of her?
Yeah, I love it. I love everything that you stand for, Susan. And I think there's just such a resonance there. And so make sure you go to Susan V. Wheeler.
V as in Virgil.
V as in Virgil. .com during the break and get a hold of this lemonade diet book. Get a hold of what Susan is up to because you're going to want to plug into who she's about. I really, really believe that. So.
And the world needs more people like her at the top. The world needs more people like you at the top, where you're going with your heart, not your head, where you're working for them and not for you. If you can get that, you win at this thing. We are living proof of that. We'll be back right after this on the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're back. And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault and his little boy, Adrian. And we have got Susan V. Wheeler with us, and she is a beast. I love her. She's a marathoner. She's a mom. She's a grandmother. And she is a committed, heart-driven network marketing leader, which is what all of you should want to be when you grow up. And we've had a great show. Take it away, buddy.
We really have. So I am very intrigued by your running journey. So are you still running long distance stuff, Susan?
I will tell you what I'm up to now. Do you mind if I share how I started running?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I had this debilitating accident when I was 34. I fell off a 14-foot balcony and broke practically everything. It was an accident that most people die from because when you fall like that, your bones give you internal injuries. And so I was lucky, very lucky, to not only live but be able to walk again. And when I was 40, one of my best friends had breast cancer, and she was pregnant with her third baby, and I wanted to support her in some way. I wanted to do something really hard, and a lot of times women will shave their heads and to support their friends, and I didn't want anyone to think I was sick, so I wanted to do something that was really meaningful. And one day I was watching some people run, and I thought there was a race in town every year. I said, one of these years I'm going to run. It was 7 miles. Now, I was not a new runner. I was a never, ever runner, ever.
Wow.
So 4 weeks before that race, and it was 6 years after my accident, I thought, wow, that would be really hard in many, many ways because my body physically was unable to do it and whatnot. So, but I thought if Lisa is going through chemotherapy pregnant, then I can run 7 miles somehow, some way. And I did it. And it was the hardest thing I ever did, but the people that helped me, you know, running with me, training me, whatever, for 4 weeks, said, we're going to do a half marathon this fall. And I thought, oh, I loved the connection of being with people. And here's another lesson because, you know, a lot of people come to our organizations and they become connected because of the community. So I didn't want to lose my little community of girlfriends that, you know, drank wine and then went to bed at 9:30 and then got up at 4 in the morning and met in the dark and ran however many miles. So I thought, I'm going to just do this until my body gets out. And long story short, I just always kept Lisa in my mind. I went from running half marathons to full marathons, and my longest race was 38 miles. And so I am not running today because I had an injury 2 years ago, a torn meniscus, and the recovery, oh, it should have been a lot easier than it was. But the silver lining is I discovered the love of hiking, and I live right near the Appalachian Trail in Connecticut. And so last year I hiked Connecticut, New York, and Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Maryland, and I'm hiking New York. I'll finish at the end of this month. I'm section hiking, and then I'll be on to New Jersey, and that's quite a feat, and I've met some amazing people on the trail. So it's I like to have a goal, and for me, I would rather, I can run, like I'll go out and do 3 or 4 miles, but I'm just not doing what I used to, but I would rather get out there and just see things that you'd never see if I wasn't physically able. So
you're an adult, don't you love her?
Absolutely, and I love how there's such a heart-based motivation behind everything that you do, and that's such an inspiring, incredible story of your running journey. And I love what you're doing with the hiking now, and you're gonna have to come out and visit us and do some hiking in Colorado one of these days.
Guess what, I was just out there. Had I figured it out, I was just hiking in Boulder for a week.
We're 20 minutes away from you.
Stop it. I'm coming back because I fell in love with
it. Rider out of the wheel.
I'll bring organic something.
Yeah, there we go. Wow, that's
organic chimichangas.
Woo!
That'll be awesome. Oh my gosh. Well, you are. I just hope everybody just can feel the gratitude for the air in her lungs. She's had a tough life. She overcame it all, still overcoming it all. But every time something comes along, like an injury, the meniscus, she pivots again and turns that into lemonade yet one more time. That's why you want to get that lemonade diet. That's why you want to believe in yourself beyond all other things. Would you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Who's our guest next week? Do we have any idea?
I just texted Marianne, and I don't know off the top of my head.
Maybe it's Armand.
She could be right on it.
I don't think it is, but that would be awesome. Armand Puyo is watching with us. We love you, Armand, and he is your biggest fan, Susan. He is cheering you on big time in the comments.
If you knew who that guy was, you would flip out. That is like, I can't even give a correlation to who he is in the world that big.
This has been awesome, and we really, really appreciate having you come and join us. Thank you again. I'm so glad the second time was the charm, because you are a total rock star, and I really am. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get you out here for Boulder Round 2 and go hike Chautauqua Trail and have a great time.
Armand, come on. For sure. We got you. And we got an opening. Ivan Meisner was supposed to be on.
Yeah.
We're trying to get Kevin Grimes because of all the garbage going on with people trying to rip our profession apart. So the name of the game is everybody. See you next week, no matter what. It will be epic. Susan Wheeler, you rock. We'll see you all next week.
I'm honored.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.